Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop to reflect upon the readings that are appointed for this day. The prophet Isaiah says, God's word goes out and never returns void or empty. And I pray that as you hear God's word, you may seek to honor it in your daily life and seek to open your ears to hear where God is speaking to you, so that you go forth being his hands and feet in the world. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, throughout the ages you transform sickness into health and death into life. Open us to the power of your presence and make us a people ready to proclaim your promises to the whole world through Jesus Christ, our healer and Lord. Amen. The first reading appointed for this day comes from the passage of Isaiah, the 35th chapter. The prophet writes, "Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water." The word of the Lord. As I read these words from the prophet Isaiah, it took me to an article that I read recently in The Atlantic. It was an article about people seeking to make the long trek from their home countries in South America into the United States. This, that we hear a lot about, the migration and all of these people coming to seek to come to the United States. And as they do this, what this reporter did was she paid for a place in kind of a caravan, for lack of a better word, a group that was seeking to go. And the only path of land that goes from South America to up into Latin America, into Mexico, is called the Darien Gap, and it's a dense jungle and difficult terrain to go through, and it's this narrow piece of land that then it comes up and you enter into Panama, and groups of people, and it's not just men or women, but it's families, people with young kids that are trying to do this journey on these narrow paths where some people have put like ropes up because they have to walk across the side of a rock that's above a raging river below them. And they said it's not the easiest thing to do. And people, as they're doing it, sometimes they're having to get rid of things and throw things away, clean clothes and such, because they just can't carry the weight. Because most of these people aren't people who have been preparing for a long trek. They have this desire for a better life for themselves. They have this desire to escape out of the whatever's going on in their home country. And this is their passage to freedom, to a land of promise. I thought about that, because these words from Isaiah come at the end of the exile, where people are beginning to return from Babylon to go back into the promised land. And think about people who are traversing through a wilderness. As those people, the article describes these people in the Darien Gap, they're concerned for water, not just water, but clean water, because the article talked about some of the people get, they have to turn around or they don't make it because they drink the water and it causes ill effects with their, their their digestive system, right? You have food, you have these things that you need, right? And it was the same way with the people who were returning. As they were making this trek, think about the promises that Isaiah says, right? But to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. As they make their way back, they were probably filled with fear. What about our homeland? Or do they stay? Do they stay or do they go? Right? And this difficult choice, filled with fear of that unknown. And the prophet says, be strong. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance. And part of it is they cling to that promise of the promised land that was taken from them, that sent their ancestors in exile to Babylon and the surrounding area. And in some ways saying, here, God is going to watch over them as they come back. The vengeance is ultimately God's as the people reclaim the land, right? He will come and save you. That God will be the one who watches over them on this dangerous trek. And I wonder if some of the people, as they make that journey, you know, would hear some of the same things. But here's the part that I think is really kind of can speak to us even in our day. It says, the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped, the lame shall leap like a desert, the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. That God can do all these things. That God will save you, God will rescue you, just like God has the power to bring about healing for those who are blind, those who are deaf, those who can't speak. And then here's the notion. For water shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground water. This notion of this life-giving water that comes and appears. That as the people make their way back, the notion of clinging to that promise that God will provide for them as they may recall back to their ancestors who wandered in the wilderness after they first escaped out of Egypt, going to the promised land that God provided. People complained, we don't have water, right? And Moses was there and took a staff and hit the rock and there was water. That as they complained, God provided for them. As they made their way back, God provided for them. The people that are seeking this better life, that they probably call out and pray that God would provide for them. I wonder in our world, if we try to think about this for us, we may not do something like those people, you know, trying to make a better life for themselves. We may not be like the exiles going back to the homeland. But the question is, in our life, as we journey on the path that we have, where do we see God at work? Where do we see those places where God brings up water from the ground? Or maybe where is it in our life where we see that maybe it's just burning sand, a time of desert or wilderness? And how has God come to us? Even in those kind of desert times, to provide water, to provide refreshment, to provide that cool breeze or that water that comes up from the ground that sustains life. How is it that at times when we struggle, we see how God is at work, whether it's through other people, whether it's through circumstances that come our way? Where are those water spots that spring up in the forest, in the wilderness? Where is that water that springs up from the ground in our lives? I pray that you may take some time this week and think about this metaphor that the prophet gives us. And how is it that you see God at work in your life? Where are those oases that God puts in your life so that we can see that God is good and know that his power reigns supreme? for he is the one who will come and save us. He watches over us, provides for us, and is with us always. How do you see God at work? Like the people that Isaiah proclaims when they saw God at work as they went back from exile. In our world today, where is it that God does the same thing? How do we see God at work and see his mighty acts? Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you sent the prophets to proclaim your word, to give visions of all that you do, that you remind us that you come to save us, that you provide for us in times of need. Help us to see in our lives those people that you have put in our paths as oases, as places that bring life and enjoyment. Help us to see circumstances that you put in our way as places where you provide for us, you nourish us and sustain us through this journey. Help us to hear these words of the prophet and take them to heart so that we would know as we are on our journey, you are with us, you watch over us, you guide us, you lead us. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. As we think about this image of God being with us and providing for us, hear the benediction and see this is how God provides for us. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.